Chapter 2, Mishnahs 5 and 6. Mishnah 5 begins. Chatas v'asham v'zivchei sham et zibor molin bahem mishu dashu. So the chatas, the asham, the communal shalomim. An interesting note on the communal shalomim, it actually only takes place once a year that we bring communal shalomim, and that is on Shavuos. So when it comes to these sacrifices, mi'il applies to them when they are consecrated. Nishchatu, when they are slaughtered, when they're in the temple and they're being slaughtered, at that point, huchsharu, they become prepared, lihipasel, to become apostle, betzvul yom, if a tzvul yom touches them, uv mechusar kipurim, or if somebody who's lacking purim touches them, uv alina, or if they're delayed. Nizrak daman, once their blood is thrown on the altar, at that point, chayav alayhem mishum pigol, the isser of pigol kicks in, and the isser of nosar kicks in, vitame, and if somebody if you eat them, those karbanos in the stage of tumah, they would also be at that point that prohibition kicks in. However, once the blood is sprinkled, ein molin babasar, there is no mi'ila when it comes to the meat because at that point the meat is permitted to the kohanim. Aval molin be'emurim ad sheyetzu lebeit hadashem. But the sacrificial parts are subject to mi'ila until they go out to the places of ashes. In other words, they have to be burnt and then brought out to the place of ashes, and only at that point they are no longer subject to mi'ila. Mishnah 6. Shtei halechem molin bahem mishuk dashu. The shtei halechem, which are the two loaves, or special obligation they have to bring on Shavuos, are subject to mi'ila from when they are consecrated. At that point, they're not consecrated as loaves, they're consecrated in the flour and the water, but the flour and the water at that point are subject to mi'ila. Karmu batanor, once they are crossed in the oven, at that point, huchsharu lipasel v'tzvul yom, they can become pasul v'tzvul yom touches them, ub b'mechusar kipurim, or if somebody who is lacking kipurim touches them, and once they've crossed it, they become considered bread, and therefore they become fit to slaughter the shlamim offering, the two Shavuos lambs with them. In other words, these two loaves go with two Shavuos lambs, and they can only go with the lambs when they're considered bread. So once they've been crossed it, they're considered bread, and therefore they can slaughter the lambs connected with the bread. Nizrak damam shel kvasim. And once the blood of the lambs is sprinkled on the altar, at that point, chayavin alehen, you are now obligated on the bread, mishum pigol, you can now have pigol to the bread, nosar, or nosar v'tameh, or tameh. So those prohibitions kick in not when they're baked, but only once the blood of the lamb is sprinkled upon the altar. And also, v'ein behen mi'ila, at that point, once the blood of the lamb is sprinkled upon the altar, mi'ila no longer applies to the shtei alechem.